Now we've come to the section that I've labeled the occupation of believers in days of apostasy. Now, we're going to see this matter of what can believers do in days of apostasy. What can real believers do? Well, we'll be looking at that, but here, believers are warned by apostles that these apostates would come. In other words, this ought not to disturb us. This is something that God has permitted, and He's permitted it for a purpose, and therefore, we need to recognize that. Now he says here, and you will notice that he uses the term, but beloved. Now, he's turning away from the apostates, describing them, and he says, but beloved. In other words, he's turning the page, as it were, turning the coin over. Now he's talking to the beloved. Now, the beloved are not those beloved of Jude, however, I think he loved them, because he wouldn't have written this strong epistle if he hadn't loved them. He's telling them the truth. But the word that he uses means they are beloved of God. These are the ones that are experiencing the love of God in their lives. And for that reason, they're called beloved. Now, he says to them here, remember, remember. This is something that you and I are going to carry over into the next life, a memory. You remember the Lord Jesus said to that rich man that died and he went to a place of torment? He said to him, remember. Remember in your lifetime you had these things. Now, that's part of this darkness that's going to be the state of the lost. I think that when they look back, they're going to remember what they did in this life. I think all of us are going to do that. Thank God our sins are blotted out, because, friends, if they were not, we'd be tortured in our own minds because memory is carried over. And all the way through the Word of God, you will find that we're told to remember. In other words, they are to remember the Word of God. You and I should know the Word of God so that our memory can call it up when we need to have these great truths brought to our attention. In other words, believers should know the Word of God. In other words, you should go through the Bible with us for 5 years. And I think that's very scriptural, by the way. And he says now, but beloved, remember ye the words which were spoken before by the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ. Apparently, Jude was not an apostle, and he takes a very humble position, though the half-blood brother of the Lord Jesus takes a very humble position. He actually uses the apostles to corroborate what he's going to say. He says he's done this before, you remember. In fact, he said, what I'm going to write to you about the apostasy is not new with me. I'm not the only one that's written on it. Others have written on it. They've written of it beforehand. Now he says, here you are to remember the words that were spoken to you by the apostles of our Lord Jesus Christ. In other words, you're to know what the Word of God has to say. And we're going to see before we finish this epistle, that's all essential. I do not believe that you can stand in this world for God and not trip up unless you have a knowledge of the Word of God today. It is essential. I have seen individual after individual, both men and women, trip up and fall. And you can attribute everyone that I know about, you can attribute to a lack of a knowledge of the Word of God. How important it is for us to know what the Word of God has to say.